Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Yud Dalet. We left off in Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. This is the last full daf of the first parak of Maseches Tainis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and it's also sponsored by Friends of the Beach Minyan, the Zechus Refuah Shleima, for Aryeh David Alevi Ben Yehudis Shira, Yishtav Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. And we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first we're going to continue our discussion about how many brachos to recite in Chazaras Hashatz on the various fast days. When do we say 18/19 brachos, and when do we have 24 brachos in Chazaras Hashatz? And when listing the differences between the middle three and the last seven fast days, the Gemara discusses what the limitations are of that list. Meaning, is it Tana V'Shayer when we give the list of differences? Are we giving the exhaustive list, or maybe we're leaving some items off of the list? And there are more differences between the middle three and the last seven fast days that aren't mentioned. Then the Gemara discusses which fasts pregnant and nursing women have to fast on. The Gemara is also, we're going to have three different brises that say three different things about when pregnant and nursing women have to fast, and the Gemara is going to reconcile all of those brises. Then toward the second half of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to talk about the term matriin, that we said that they are matriin. What does matriin mean? Does that mean blowing some sort of instrument? Does it mean that they cry out? Does it mean doing both of those things? Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to have machlokas about how many fasts they make for other tzaros, meaning we had a very clear number when it comes to a lack of rain. You have three, and then another three, then another seven if it still doesn't rain. What about when there are other problems that happen? Is there still a limit of just 13 fasts? Is there a limit of 13 fasts, or do we keep on going until the tzara is taken care of? And then the Gemara is going to talk about, what do you do about people in the southern hemisphere? I mean, we've been talking about the timing of asking for rain. What happens if you live in a place where they don't want rain in the wintertime? They need rain in what we call the summertime. They need rain in the Chodesh Tammuz. So should they be davening for rain in those places at those times? Also, the Gemara is going to then discuss how the Mishnah describes that on those fast days, or on some of the fast days, they would modify the way they would open their stores. So we're going to talk about what that means. How would they open their stores differently on Monday from Thursday, and in what way they modified their opening the stores. We're also going to discuss the Isra of She'ela Shalom, and in general, the parak is going to conclude with a discussion of the different modes of tefillah and what's appropriate for different people of different madrigos, meaning what kinds of people should be nofal al pneum, what kinds of people should be mishtachave in different modes of tefillah, because it's not everything is appropriate for everybody. So let's begin again. We left off on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. I'm not sure exactly where we left off. I think we're up to Velo V'Ha'ein Bein Katani, if I'm not mistaken. So what? Yes, sir. So the Gemara was that we were mamish right in the middle of a conversation. We're on the first wide line, and the Gemara was discussing which bracha you add anenu into, or rather whether you add anenu into a bracha, or anenu becomes its own bracha in Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara says, well, if it's its own bracha, then that would mean that there are 19 brachos in Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara had raised the issue that the Brice had told us that there's no difference between the Yachad and the Tzibur, Elisha Zemis Pal Shmon Esrei, Vizemis Palel Cha Esrei. So if Yachad means the Yachad Mamish, that each person in his own tefillah, and Tzibur means a Shliach Tzibur, Shliach Tzibur isn't davening 19 brachos, so Shliach Tzibur is saying 24 brachos. So we said, oh, so it must mean that Ein Bein Yachad, that's Mekabel a Tainis Yachad, versus Tzibur means a Yachad on a Tainis Tzibur. Davin's 19 brachos, because on a tiny tzibur he adds anenu in as a separate bracha. But a shliach tzibur obviously is always going to be more than 19, because a shliach tzibur is always going to be 24 brachos. Says Mar, no. Maybe the chilik between yachid and tzibur actually means a yachid versus a shliach tzibur. We said a shliach tzibur is always going to have 24 brachos and not 19 brachos. No, shliach tzibur is 24 brachos on the middle and last set of fast days. But in the first three fast days, even a shliach tzibur doesn't have 24 brachos. So that's where we left it right now. That it could be that the Bryce's distinction between a yachid and a tzibur is a distinction between a yachid who has 18 brachos and a shliach tzibur who has 19 brachos. Anenu is therefore added into one of the brachos shemona esrei, not as its own separate bracha for a yachid. What about the fact that a shliach tzibur has 24 brachos? That's only in later fast days. The early fast days, the shliach tzibur does not have 24 brachos. So says Gemara, velo? Is that true that the first three fast days you don't add those six extra brachos of tainis into Chazaras Hashatz, va'ein bein katani, but the Brisa is going to list the difference between the first three fast days and the next three fast days, and it says there are no other differences other than the following. Ein bein shalosh rishonos l'sholosh emtsayos, ela shebe'ein l'mutarim basiyas malacha, that on the first three fast days men are allowed to do malacha, ubeilu asurim basiyas malacha, and on the middle fast days people are not allowed to do malacha. So halas marba zevizah shavin, but the implication is that when it comes to the 24 brachos Shmona Esrei, in Chazar Shatz, they're going to have the same din. So if that's the case, you cannot say that when the Brisa says that a Tzibur has 19 brachos, it means a Shliach Tzibur. There are no fast days where a Shliach Tzibur only has 19 brachos. And every fast day, Shliach Tzibur has 24 brachos. So says Mar a ton of Ishir. Now, what you have to say is that the Tana didn't mention all of the differences between the first three fast days and the next three fast days, meaning Enochinami. It could be that the first three fast days do not have 24 brachos in Shmona Esrei. When it says that the only difference is that about doing malacha, it means one of the differences between the first three and the next three are about doing malacha. But there are other differences as well. So says Gemara, oh, the Zoom content. So Gemara says, my shir da hai shir. What else was left out that you're going to say that we left out this as well? Va'ein bein katani. It says, ein. Sorry. It says Ein Bein. So Ein Bein implies that there are no other differences, that this is the only difference. So says the Gemara, you're right. Tana v'shir is not a good answer. Gemara says a second answer. Ela Tana b'isuri kamari b'tfilas lo kamari. The Tana is talking about the chumras of a tainis that relate to isurim, the chumras of what you don't do. The Tana, when it distinguishes between the first and the next, he's not giving a list about differences in terms of tfila. It's only giving a list and differences in terms of what limitations we have, what isurim we have. Ve'i ba'yisem, or a third possible answer, b'emtzias enami lo matzias en ba'arba. Maybe the first three fast days don't have 24 brachos in Chazaras Hashatz. Why didn't we list that as one of the differences between the first three and the next three? Because maybe the next three also don't have 24 brachos in Chazaras Hashatz. Maybe it's only the last seven that get 24 brachos in Chazaras Hashatz. B'emtzias enami lo matzias en ba'arba. The middle three fast days also don't get 24 brachos, and that's why it's not on the list of differences between the first three and the next three. Says Gemara, whoa, velo, is that true? That even the middle three fast days don't get 24 brachos in Chazaras Shatz? Va'atanya ein bein shalosh shniyos l'shava achronos ela sheve elu matri in v'nol in esachanuyos, that when we list the difference between the middle three and the last seven, we said that the only difference is that on the last seven they blow the shofros and they close up the stores. Sounds like when it comes to tefillah, halachal devrayan, zevezeh shavin, when it comes to every other halacha, including how many brachos there are in Chazaras Shatz, they're going to have the same exact dinim. So it sounds like they're all going to have 24 brachos, even the middle three. V'chitema, and if you're going to say, hachanami tana v'shayir, that, no, it left off. It's saying that one of the differences between the middle three and the last seven is about the shofros, and another one is about ni'ilas chanuyos, but there are others also. So v'ha ein bein katani, it doesn't sound that way, because it says ein bein. Ein bein makes it sound like this is a list of all of the differences. V'tizbra ein bein dafka, says Mara, just because it says ein bein, it doesn't mean that we're giving an exhaustive list of all of the differences, meaning it could be that ein bein in this context is lav dafka v'ashir teva, because after all the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you that it's lav dafka, because we left out another one of the differences, that in the last seven fast days they bring the Aron Kodesh out to the Rechov HaShalir, the Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf, whereas in the second fast days they don't do that. So it doesn't mention that difference. So obviously it's Tana V'Shir. In general, the rule is we're allowed to say Tana V'Shir when there's something we know that's already off the list. So if we know that something was omitted from the list, we can say, okay, there are other things that are also omitted. That's what the Gemara throughout Shas says, Mai Shayir Dahai Shayir. When whenever we say Tan Vashayir, the follow-up question is always, oh yeah, what else isn't on the list that you could say that this isn't on the list? So over here, now we're proving, look, there's something else that is not mentioned on the list of differences between the middle three and the last seven, but we know is on the list of differences. We know it belongs on the list of differences. So we could say the 24 brachos inyan is also left off of the list, even though it belongs on the list. So says Mari, Imi Shem Teva, Lav Shirahu. Nah, the bringing of the Aaron out into the Rechavah Shaliyah, that's not an omission from the list, because Mili Tzina Katani, Mili Tzina Lo Katani. It's only mentioning those things when we're giving the list, we're only giving a list of differences that apply Bitzina, that are done privately. Something that's done publicly is not, we don't need it to be on the list. That's something that's obvious, so it's not going to be mentioned on the list anyway. So from the fact that we're not, that we don't mention the chilik between, in as far as the number of brachos, which is something that's Bitzina, that's done in the Beis HaKnesses, it sounds like we're nohig 24 brachos even in the middle set of fast days. So we're back to that. Now we're back to saying it must be that there are 24 brachos in the middle set of fast days. So the answer that we gave of why didn't we list the difference in terms of number of brachos between the first set and the middle set, that the first set doesn't have 24 and the middle set does have 24, is that, no, maybe the middle set doesn't have 24. Now we're rejecting that. We're saying, no, the middle set does have 24, because otherwise it would have been on the list of differences between the middle set and the last set. Amravashi Masnisa Nami Daika. From the Mishnah we could be Medayik, that in the middle set of fast days we add these six brachas, that we have 24 brachas in Shmona Esrei. Dekatani, because the Mishnah said on Daf Yud Beis, Ma Elu Yiseiros Al Rishonos, what do the last set of fast days have beyond the middle set of fast days? El Shabelu Matrin Venol and Nesachanuyos. On the last set of fast days we blow shofros and we close up the stores. Aval Bechol Devrayin. But it sounds like when it comes to the adding extra brachos, Zevezesh Shavin, then the middle and the last set are the same. They both get 24 brachos. V'chitema, maybe you're going to say, Halchanami Tani V'shayer, that maybe we left off some items from the list. V'hama Elu Katani. You can't say we left off items from the list, because it says Ma Elu. It says Ma Elu Yiseiros Al Rishonos. Ma Elu implies that I want an exhaustive list of all the differences between the middle and the last, and then the Brisa proceeded to give a list, and it did not mention the number of brachos on that list. So number of brachos is not one of the differences. Says Mar Vitizbra, Ma Elu Dafkahu. Does the term Ma Elu have to mean that this is an exhaustive list? Vahashir Lateva. We know that it's not, because there's another difference that even the Brisa didn't mention, of bringing the Aron out to the Rechava Shalir. Says Mar, no, Lav Imishum Teva, Lav Shirahu. If you're talking about that difference, about bringing the Aron out to the Rechava Shalir, that's not really considered an omission from the list. Mishum de Kachashav Labi Idach Pirka. Because it's mentioned in the next parak. We're going to mention that in tomorrow's daf, in the beginning of the second parak, that in the last set of fast days they bring the table of Rechava Shalir, which implies that in the previous fast days they did not. So the Tana is being somech on what it's going to say later on. Hashadas Tahachi. Well, wait a second. Now that we are saying such a chiddush, that the Tana is going to be somech on the other differences that it lists later on, we hadn't mentioned anything in Mishnayos yet about 24 brachos. That was all the discussion the Gemara started bringing up. So you can't say that that the number of brachos is being left off the list, and why isn't it on the list of differences? That's not a difference to Katani Labidach Pirka, because that's emphasized in the next parak, that in the last set of fast days there are 24 brachos. So the Tana doesn't have to give it on the list of differences between the first set and the second set, or the second set and the third set, because that's going to be mentioned in the next part. So the maskana of the Gemara is that it could be that on the middle set of fast days there aren't 24 brachos. There are only 18 brachos in the middle set of fast days. And the bracelet says ein ben yachad tzibur ella that yachad davin's 18, and the tzibur says 19 brachos. Tzibur means shliach tzibur says 19 brachos, and the first and second set of fast days the shliach tzibur says 19 brachos, not 24. It's only in the last set that he says 24. Brachos. So all of this started because we were wondering whether Aneinu is its own independent bracha, or it gets incorporated into a bracha. So the Gemara's maskana seems to be that when it comes to a yachid, when a yachid is davening, that Aneinu is incorporated into a bracha. When it comes to the shaliach tzibur, Aneinu is its own independent bracha. And that's why we said there are 18 brachos in Shmona Esrei for a yachid, there are 19 brachos in Shmona Esrei for a tzibur. Tzibur meaning shaliach tzibur. tzibur. That what threw us off was that we know that a shliach tzibur on a fast day is supposed to have 24 brachas, which is not our practice b'sman hazeh, but we know that a shliach tzibur is supposed to have 24. So that threw us off. How can we ever say that it's 19? In the end of the day, the Gemara says, no, the 24 brachas, that's only for the last six fast days, the last seven fast days, rather. But the first three and the next three, the shliach tzibur doesn't have 24 brachas. So the shliach tzibur says these 19 brachas, because aneinu is its own independent bracha. So my haviyala, how do we pass from the end of the day as far as aneinu? So I'm Rav Shmuel bar Satai, I'm Rav Chia bar Ashi, I'm a Rav, bein goel lerofe, that the yachid adds the bracha, and he says aneinu between the bracha of goel and the bracha of Rofe Chalei Amo Yisrael, Rav Ashi, I'm Shmuel Rabiani, B'rid Rabi Shmuel, b'shomei atfila, that he incorporates it into the bracha of shomei atfila without a chasima, and therefore it's just part of the bracha of shomei atfila, v'hilchasa b'shomei atfila. And we paskin that it's incorporated into shomei atfila. So now the Gemara goes back to the which fast days weaker people, like pregnant people or nursing people, are obligated to fast, and the Gemara is going to bring a stira in that regard. So Tani Chada, a three-way stira. Tani Chada, we have one brisa that says ubros minikos mesanos perishonos vein mesanos ba'achronos, that pregnant women and nursing women fast on the first set, but not the later set. Tani idach mesanos ba'achronos vein mesanos perishonos. A second brisa says that they fast the later set, but not the earlier set. V'tani idach ein mesanos lo perishonos lo ba'achronos, that they fast neither the earlier set of fast days nor the later set of fast days. Says Gemara, that is not a stira. It sounds like a blatant stira. Not at all. Amar Ravashi, Nekotam, Tziyasi, Biyotchad, Mintatzim, Kulu. A very simple way to resolve all of it. There are three sets of fast days. So what do you call earlier? What do you call later? Everything's relative, right? The first is earlier than the second. The second is earlier than the third. So the second sometimes could be called the later one. Sometimes it could be called the earlier one. And the halacha must be that pregnant women and nursing women fast the middle set of fast days, the middle three. They don't fast the first set. They don't fast the last set. And that's why the first brisa that says that ubros minikos mesanos perishonos and there ain mesanos ba'achronos means they fast the middle set and not the last set. The second brisa that says that they're mesanos ba'achronos and not the rishonos means they fast the middle set and not the first set. And the third brisa that says they don't fast the rishonos or the achronos means they don't fast the bookends. They only fast the middle one. So it's not a stira at all. But why would there be such a halacha like that? Isn't that strange? Meaning the fasts go up in level of severity. So I understand why, even though they're not fasting the first set, we may incorporate them in the second set, because now things are getting more severe, things are getting a little heavier, so we need to, even people who otherwise wouldn't have to fast, now are going to have to fast. But why wouldn't they make that leap from the second, meaning once we go to the most severe, to the series of seven fast days in the third set, why aren't they incorporated in that? So the reason is, the Rishonim explain, because that's seven fast days, meaning they're ubros and minikos, there's only so much you can ask them to do. So that they wouldn't be able to be omeg, to be able to fast that many days. So then Tzayos is like exactly the right, it's chamor enough that we could require them to fast, but it's also doable enough that we could require them to fast. So we have to balance those two factors, the chumras hadavar and how physically possible it is. So then the Mishnah said, Ma'ili Yiserus al Rishonos, El Shabele Matrin V'nolen Esachanuyos, that the last seven fast days have chumras that the previous six did not have, because in the last seven fast days, they're matrian and they lock the stores. So B'may Matrin, what does it mean that they're matrian? What exactly did they do? So Rabbi Yudam or b'shofaros, it means they blow on each of the six brachas that they add into the tefillah, they blow shofar. And lashon of hatra'ah is a lashon of trua. And the reason they blow shofar is in order to humble themselves to the kol shofar, and therefore they'll be shaken up by their averus, and hopefully they'll do tshuva. Right? That's how Rashi writes. And Rashi just adds that we learn that from the pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Yud, v'chisavo melchama ba'aretz. That you have this tzara that your enemies are attacking, so you blow chatzotzos, and that will connect you to the Ribono Shalom. So you see that at an ace tzara, there's a mitzvah to be tokeya b'chatzotzos. The Rambam writes in Nuchas Tainios, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph and Halacha Dalin, mitzvah saseh min haTorah lizok ularia b'chatzotzos al kol tzara shetava la tzibur. That whenever there's a tzara that's tava la tzibur, we blow chatzotzos, because the pasuk says, Mishal Tzara, Tzara Eskamerios and Bechatzotzos. So anything that causes us Tzar, the Dever, Arba, whatever, we cry out and we blow Chatzotzos. So the meat of Sofrim, we fast Al Kol Tzara Shetav Al Tzibur until we have Rachmanos Min HaShemayim. That's meat of Sofrim that we fast. So during these fast days where we're crying out to the Ribbono Shel, makes sense that you're going to blow the Chatzotzos. So in it's interesting in our Gemara, it doesn't say Chatzotzos, it says Shofros. Pasuk says you blow Chatzotzos, and the Pasuk is the source for these dinim. So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Which is it? Is it Shofros? Is it Chatzotzos? And if it's Chatzotzos, why does the Gemara call it Shofros? But either way, you're using some sort of instrument to blow on the Tanios. That's what it means, that Matrin. Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Fred Rav Amar? No, it means Ba'aneinu. The Hatra doesn't mean that you're blowing anything. It means that you're crying out Aneinu. What's Aneinu? So this is not the Aneinu we were talking about earlier, where that you add into Shemona Esrei on the fast day. This is a different Aneinu. This is Aneinu Avinu, Aneinu, Aneinu Elkei Avram, Aneinu, Aneinu Elkei Yitzchak, Aneinu, Aneinu Elkei Yaakov, Aneinu. This is the Nusach that we have at the end of Slichos of Aneinu. The Hatra B'Shofar, the Tana should have said Marian and not Matrian, so there must not be Hatra B'Shofar. It's saying Matrian, it must be that we're talking about the Tefillah of Aneinu. Rashi emphasizes that it's not the regular Aneinu of Atainis that we say in Shemona Esrei, because this is said even on Atainis Yachid. He's Mochiach from the Hemshech of the Gemara that there are 18 Hasraos. So according to that, they were talking about the Aneinu in Shemona Esrei. Why did the Gemara not ask that according to the Shita that it's Aneinu whether we're misspelled 18 times the Shemona Esrei? But according to Rashi, you see that there are 18 Haskaros of Aneinu, so it makes sense, meaning there's 18, not 18 times that you say Aneinu because there are 18 Shemona Esreis, there are 18 Aneinus in the series of Aneinus, meaning the idea that at the end of Slichos that we say that whole paragraph of all those Aneinus, that is Medina de Gemara, right? That was something that they had from the days probably of the Tanaim, that they had such a tefillah. Sort of Shechter told us that a lot of times it's difficult to keep up with Slichos. When Shul is saying Slichos, Shuls are known to rush through Slichos when they say Slichos. So he said a lot of times you're not going to be able to say all the words. So a lot of times what people prioritize is they say the paragraphs in between the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, and then at the end they'll just skip through the end. He says no, the end when you're saying Aneinu and Mishan Elav Hasein Bar Maria and all that, that's Medina de Gemara. That you shouldn't really skip. That you should be careful to say every single word. In the middle, that came from later. So if you have to cut out, so you'll cut out one or two of those. But the that which comes Medina de Gemara, that you should really have to say. More important to prioritize. So Kasal Kataitu Mandi Amar Baneinu Lomar B'Shofar. So it sounds like this is a pure machlokas, that there are two deos. What does it mean that matrin? Either it means you blow shofros, or it means you say aneinu. So it sounds like the shita that holds that it's that you say aneinu holds that you don't blow shofros. Mandiyam b'shofaros lo amar b'aneinu, and the shita that says you blow shofros holds that you don't say aneinu. V'atanya in pachs mishav atanya sal tzibur shaben shmona esrei atraos. But didn't we learn in the brisa that you don't do anything less than 7 fast days on the tzibur in those last 7 fast days where there are 18 hatra'os, meaning since we add 6 brachas into Shemona Esrei, and you daven 3 times a day, so each bracha gets 3 truos, because so that comes out to 18. V'simon l'davar Yericho, and the way to remember that is how we were kovesh Yericho in the days of Yeshua, that there was a tekiah with shofaros. So through that simon, you'll realize that hatra'a means not crying out, not tefillah, it means blowing shofaros. And the fact that we're giving a similar davar to Yericho, isn't that a raya that when we say matrian we mean shofros and we don't mean aneinu? No, it must be that everyone agrees that matrian means shofros. The question is ki pligi ba aneinu. What they argue about is there also aneinu? Mar savar kari lahatra, mar savar lo kari lahatra. So one time it says that aneinu is also called hatra, and therefore, not only do you blow the shofar, you're also matrian. And the other Tana holds that it's not called hatra, and only tkiya shofar is called hatra. But as far as the tainios of geshamim, everyone agrees matrian is everyone agrees matrian refers to shofar. And the question is, do we also say aneinu? So the mandi amar aneinu kol shkein b'shofaros. The shita that says that we're matrian when we say matrian in other places, it means saying aneinu. So kol shkein matrian means shofaros as well. So just like matrian in our Mishnah where everyone agrees that it means a shofar. So in other places where we do it, it also means a shofar. L'mandiyom b'shofaros, and the shita that holds that matrian always means shofaros. So in our Mishnah, it also means shofaros of b'aneinu lo. But you can't necessarily say that in our Mishnah or anywhere that it means aneinu as well. So now the Gemara asks and reviewed the Brayer of Shmuel b'Shilas, who holds that even tefilas aneinu is included in matrian. V'atanya, but the Brayer says ushar kol minei pranos amisrak shows any other tzaros that happen. Kigon chikuch, if people are suffering from some type of boils that cause their skin to be very itchy. Chagav, where there's a makas arba that's eating up all of the grain. Or zvuv etzira, there are all sorts of wasps and bees that are biting people and stinging people. V'yatushin, or there are these bugs that are getting all over the place and make it difficult to breathe. Right? What was it years ago in Cleveland? I think the Yankees had a playoff game and there were the midges. Right? These bugs that they couldn't play. They were just attacked. They were swarmed by these bugs. They don't harm you, but they're just very, very annoying. Shiluach nechashim akrabim, or there are nechashim akrabim in the area that are harming people. So lo yimatrin el tzaakin. They wouldn't be matrin, rather they were tzaakin. Midtzaka papeh hatra b'shofaros. We're contrasting. There's tzaaka and there's matrin. Doesn't that tell you that matrin does not mean tzaaka? Right? That matrin does not mean that they're crying out with their mouths. Matrin means with the shofar. So that seems to be a raya, because the Braisa distinguishes between tzaaka and hatra. So you see, anenu b'peh is not called hatra'a. So that's the Gemara that really from that Braisa, you're right. It's muchach that davening with your mouth, it's saying words, verbally screaming out, is not called hatra'a. But that doesn't mean everybody has to hold that way. Tanaihi, maybe that's machlokas tanaim. Yeah, you quoted me a Braisa that indicates that way, but it's machlokas tanaim. Ditnan, aleilu matriyan b'shabbos, for the following tzaros and peronius were matriya even on Shabbos. Al irshe kifur gayis, if you have soldiers that surround the city, O Nahar, or there's a river that looks like it's overflowing and is going to cause a major flood. Val sfina meturefes beyam, where there's a boat that's missing at sea and is in sakana that it's going to drown, that it's going to sink. Rabbi Yossi omer la Ezra. Rabbi Yossi says they're matriyan to cry out for help, that people should come help them. Avalolu tzaaka, but not just to cry out in tefila, because we're not so confident in our tefilos, and therefore it's not enough to be matir such a tefila on Shabbos. So says Mar Bimai, what's the Tanakhama saying that we're matriyan on Shabbos? Ilem b'shofaros, if it means b'shofaros, shofaros b'shabbos, me shari, really? We're not going to allow you to have a bakasha in your tefillah on Shabbos, but we're going to allow you to blow shofaros on Shabbos? That's unthinkable that we would allow shofaros on Shabbos. Chomer goes there, a shavus of tekiah b'shofaros on Shabbos. Even on Rosh Hashanah, where it's a mitzvah min haTorah to be tokeah, chazal were mevatel tekiah on Shabbos. So now you're going to say, because of this, you're going to blow shofar on Shabbos? No, what does it mean? Elolav ba'aneinu. When the Brisa says matriyan, it means we say aneinu. V'kari lahatra, and you see that it's called hatra'a. So yeah, you're correct. There is one Brisa that distinguishes between matriyan and soakin, and that Brisa very clearly holds that matriyan means blowing a shofar. But here we have another Brisa where the term matriyan is used, where it clearly means not blowing a shofar. It clearly means crying out with tefillah. So therefore we see that it's in fact a machlokas tanaim. Okay, now the Mishnah went on to say that the order of the 13 fast days when it comes to a lack of rain. So says Gemara, what about when other things happen? Is there also a list of just 13 fast days or exactly 13 fast days? So b'shnei Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya v'tzara. During the days of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, there was a paranus that happened that caused a lot of tzar to people, but it had nothing to do with the lack of rain. It was some, there are other tzaros in the world other than a lack of rain, and they were suffering from one of these other types of tzaros that were not a lack of rain. And Gozar, Tfas Eshe Taniyos. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya at that time was Gozer 13 fast days on the Tzibur, just like he would for a lack of rain. So there was 3 and 3 and 7, just like a lack of rain. V'lo yani, and it didn't help. They weren't safe from the Tzara. Savor l'migzar tfei, he thought maybe I should be Gozer more. Amle Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Yami said, Harei amru ein matrich nasibur yosem yidai. No, 13 is the limit. Just like 13 by lack of rain, whenever there's any Tzara, 13 is the limit. We're not matriach nasibur yosem yidai. So the Gemara says, really? Amr Rabbi Yami breder b'chir. Baraba that Da'avad, the Garmeu Da'avad. When Rabbi Ami said that, he's just doing that for his own purposes. Rabbi Ami said that when not goes or extra fast days, that's only for his own purposes. He just didn't want to fast. But that's not really a psak, proper psak halacha. Elahachi am Rabbi Chiya Baraba am Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela l'gashamim. That's only the limit of 13 fast days. That's only for a lack of rain. Aval sharmini peronios, misan v'holchon achiyanu min hashamayim. All the other types of peronios, keep fasting until you get as rain is seasonal. So it makes sense that when the season passes, you're going to stop fasting. Other things aren't seasonal. So there are snakes attacking you. You keep davening until they stop attacking. Right? Though things that aren't seasonal, you would keep on davening. What was this comment about Rabbi Ami? That Rabbi Ami was, he wasn't in the mood to fast, so he just decided to cut the fast days. Is that really, so that's how Rashi seems to learn. Rabbi Nachman says that he wasn't able to fast. The Rashash wonders about that as well. He says that the Gamei Davar must just mean that we don't paskin like him. Not that we're suggesting any ulterior motives or it just means that we don't hold that way. The Gamei Davar, he's allowed to have his shita, but that's not the shita of Klal Yisrael. The Ritva says the Gamei Davar means that even though he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, this Memra was not in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's name carried a lot of weight. So as a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, you think everything he says is a shita of Rabbi Yochanan, so people are going to start paying attention. So no, this is the Gamei Davar. This was his own shita, and therefore we're allowed to reject it la'alacha. But again, no ulterior motives necessarily, says the Ritva. It's just that it's his own shita, so we don't have to accept it. We don't have to accept it la'alacha. And that's why Rabbi Chiya Baraba says you should know, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said, not that way. That we know that Rabbi Yochanan himself said, not that way. Tani Rami Achik, Shamru Shalosh, Shamru Sheva. When we say they have the first three fast days, the middle three, and the seven last fast days, Lo Amru Ella L'Gasham. Those numbers are for rain. When it comes to all other pranias, you keep on fasting until you get answered. So maybe this is a brisa mufreshes that seems to be directly against the shita of Rabbi Ami, because it equates fast days on other pranias to the fast days of Atziras Geshamim. And Rabbi Ami said Rabbi Ami equated them, and here this brisa says that they're not equal. That for other things you keep on going. So Rabbi Ami Tanai. Rabbi Ami says, you're right, that price is against me, but it's a machlokas tanaim, and not everyone holds like that price. Titania, Engos and Yosem Sholoshes Titania Sal Sibyl, Fishen Matrichnas Sibri, Yosem Dai, Divir Rebbe, that Rebbe holds, you never make more than 13 fast days on the Tzibur, because you can't be Matriach Tzibur. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, that's not the reason that we don't make extra fast days. The only reason we don't do more than 13 is because it's not the rainy season anymore. So you see from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that when it comes to other types of pranius, where it's not seasonal, so you would make more than 13 fast days. But according to Rebbe, where it's about being matriach on the tzibur, to how much can you have people fast already, so then you're not going to do more than 13, even for other tzaros. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who wanted to be gozer additional fast days, holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Ami, who disagreed, said you can't be gozer, holds like Rebbe, and that way everyone has a basis in something. Yerushalmi gives another reason that we don't give more than 13 fast days, because it's connected the Arba'im Yom that Moshe Rabbeinu did in Har Sinai. It's a big discussion what exactly that means. But this is the simple explanation of the machlokas. So now the Gemara discusses the places where that need rain during the summertime. So we've been talking about how, when you start davening for rain and asking for rain. So what about where you need rain in the middle of Chodesh Tammuz? So Shalchu B'nei B'nei Ninveh L'Rebbe, the people of Ninveh, the Ninveh in Chutz La'aretz, sent to Rebbe, Kigon Anan Dafilu B'tkufas Tammuz B'in in Mitzra Dehechi Navid. We who need rain even in Tkuvas Tammuz, what should we do? I don't know where this Ninveh is. I mean, is this a southern hemisphere kind of thing where they need rain in Tkuvas Tammuz? Or is this a rainforest kind of place where, I don't know, what kind of place is this that they need rain? Meaning it's Ninveh in Chutzar. We're not talking about Eretz Yisrael over here. So... But they sent the shayla about what should we daven for. So ki yichidim daminan, are we considered like yichidim? Or ki rabim daminan? Or are we considered like a rabim, because it's a whole city that needs rain? So ki yichidim daminan b'shomei tefila, and therefore, meaning l'may nafkamina, if we're yichidim, so we have a personal bakasha we need to ask for, then it belongs in shomei tefila. Just like anybody who has any personal bakasha, you incorporate it into shomei tefila, and you're not allowed to mention it in birch sashanim, except unless the tzibur is saying it, unless you're part of a tzibur. tzibur. So with tkufas tamuz, maybe we're not part of a tzibur, we're just yechidim. Akram deminan birch hashanim. Or maybe we're like a rabbin, where we're a full tzibur because we're a whole city, and therefore mevakish kashamim in birch hashanim. So shalach lu ki yechidim demisu b'shamei tefila. You're yechidim, and therefore you should ask for rain because you got to daven for it if you need it, but only in shamei tefila. So the Gemara asks an apsak meisvei amar of Yehuda emasai. When do we set a series of fast days for rain? When, like we said in the Mishnayos, Bizman Shashan Ketiklan. That's when the harvest is in Nisan and the planting is in Marcheshvan, and there's the everything is going as normal. The Yisrael Shulin Alad Masan, and the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael where we belong. So that's where all these fast days fit that Seder. Avol Bizman Azeh, but when the Jewish people are not in Eretz Yisrael, and the seasons are not going normally, Hakolafi Hashanim, then you really have to just assess what the needs are. That if you need rain that year, it's been a particularly dry, there have been a lot of droughts, so then you need a lot of rain, so start fasting earlier. And if you don't need so much rain, because the ground is saturated from whatever, so then you don't have to start fasting. Hakolafi Yamakomos, everything is dependent on that place. Like Nineveh, that even in Tekuvas Tamuz, it needs rain. Hakolafi Yazman, everything is based on the time that they need rain. So you see that you go based on the makom that you are. So why did Rebbe paskin for them to only say it in Shomei Tefillah when it's Bizman Hazeh? You're not supposed to say in Shomei Tefillah. You say whenever it's needed, it becomes a tzibur that needs it, and therefore you say it in Birch Sashanim. So he says, well, what kind of question is this? You're asking a stira that Rebbe goes against Tanoim? Rebbe Tanu Upalik. Rebbe is himself a Tana, so he's allowed to argue. Meaning, up until now, we've been asking on that Rabbi Ami, you're against the Brisa. So Rabbi Ami says, oh, don't worry, I have another Brisa. You can't ask Rebbe that you're against the Brisa. Rebbe's a Tana, so Rebbe's allowed to be against the Brisa. So, my Havila, what's the halacha lemaisa? Rav Nachman Amar Birch Shoshanim. Rav Nachman says, places that need rain during the summertime, they say the same Talamatar Birch Shoshanim. Rav Sheish Samar Shomea Tefila. Rav Sheish says, you say in Shomea Tefila, Vilch Sabah Shomea Tefila. And the halacha is, you say it in Shomea Tefila. It's interesting that the Gemara even needs to paskin the halacha, because the rule is that Hilchsah Krav Nachman Bedini, Hilchsah Krav Sheshes B'Yisuri. It's a little less known than the Rav and Shmuel one, but it's also a klal in halacha that when Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes disagree, so in Dine Mamanus, Rav Nachman was considered a great expert, so we paskin Krav Nachman Dine Mamanus. When it comes to Zavater, we paskin Krav Sheshes. So Hilchsah Krav Sheshes B'Yisuri. So it's curious that the Gemara even needs to paskin, because we just said that Rav Sheshes holds B'Shomea Tefila. Unless there was some confusion about who holds what, then we wanted it to be very clear that you're a masker b'shomei tefila. These shaylos come up, obviously. There are Jewish communities in the southern hemisphere. I think I was listening to Rabbi Reisman recently, and he said he was at a wedding in Mexico, maybe, or Brazil, somewhere. I don't know. Maybe Brazil. And
Argentina.
Argentina, thank you. So, he's at a wedding somewhere and in Argentina. And he said that, everyone was like, ooh, how did you enjoy it? Whatever. He said, I got to see the moon in the northern sky and got to discuss, the Saint Talamatar and all that. So, that was his, that's what he found fascinating about it. Okay. B'sheni matin imchashecha. The Mishnah says that in the seven last fast days we do less maso matan. So they open up the stores in a very limited way. So what does it mean in a very limited way? So b'sheni on a Monday they're matin imchashecha. They open up the store just a little bit samach le'erev when it's almost evening time ready. B'chamishi kol hayom b'nei kavod Shabbos. And on Thursday they open it all day because of kavod Shabbos. Mishmur writes with Magen Avraham that this is talking about food stores. A store that sells anything but food does not open on Chamishi for Kavod Shabbos, and even if it sells drinks, it's enough to just sell that on Friday. But on Chamishi, that's Davka for food stores. So Yibayilu, Heichi Ketani, what does this even mean? When we say, what exactly is happening on Thursday? B'sheni matanim chashechu b'chamishi kol yom nek for Shabbos? Are we saying that B'sheni we're mata, but even when we open it a little bit, it's only at the end of the day, and Thursday we open it still just a little bit, we only open up the door a crack, but we open it all day. Odilma B'sheni matin, or maybe B'sheni is matin Chamishi, it's not just that we're matter, we open up the store entirely. It's two kulas, that it's all day, and that it's that we totally open up the store. So Tashma says, I'll bring you right. Tanya, B'sheni matan ad ha'erev, B'chamishi poskin kol ha'yom kulam nekfar ha'shabbos. That B'sheni, they're matan ad ha'erev, until evening, and B'chamishi, they open up the entire store the whole day because of Kavod Shabbos. Ha'ilo, Shnei Pesachim, if you happen to have two doors to the store, Poseach Echad v'no'alech, they only open up one of them. Ha'ilo, it's Tavav, there was a platform in front of the store, Keneged Pischo, right by the entrance of the store, so people do not see what's in the store when they're walking on the street, so Poseach Kedark v'edech Choshish, then you can be Poseach in the normal way. Meaning, why is it that we don't open the doors to the food stores on a fast day? We don't want people to see the food. It makes it much harder to fast. Everyone's going to be looking at the food. They're going to get hungry. You ever go shopping in the supermarket on a fast day? All of a sudden, like you feel like you buy the whole place out. Right? So we don't want people to see food on a fast day. So if you happen to have something that blocks their view anyway, so then you can you're allowed to open up the doors perfectly fine. Avru elu v'lo nenu mimatan masu matan binyan binyatia. We then said in the Mishnah that if those last fast days come and go, and we still don't have rain, so we disengage more from business and from planting and from building. So Tana b'binyan binyan shel simcha. We say we disengage from building, it means a binyan shel simcha, and netia means netia shel simcha. Planting means a planting of simcha. Ezu binyan shel simcha. What exactly is a binyan shel simcha? Ze'abona beis chasnus l'bano. A person builds a beis chasnus, he makes a chuppah or a beis chasnus where they make a chuppah for his son. Discussion in the Rishonim. What exactly a beis chasnus is? Rashi writes in Masechta Megillah that when a person marries off his son, he builds a house and he makes a chuppah in the house. The Rashbam writes in Masechta Basra that the father makes a separate place near his house where the son, where the young couple could stay for Sheva Brachos or whatever, so they're not going to be uncomfortable to be with the rest of the family. Ezui Netiyah Shel Simcha. What exactly is a, meaning that's maybe a makor for the, that the young couple goes to a different hotel or whatever they go somewhere else, wherever the family isn't. That's where they go. They need their privacy. They need to start their home together. Ezui Netiyah Shel Simcha. What is a Netiyah Shel Simcha? I don't think it's a makkah for a hotel. I mean, if they have an apartment, Rabbi Willick told me he told all of his children that there's no reason to waste money on a hotel the first night. You have an apartment, just go back to your apartment. I said, yeah. How many of them listened? He said, zero. Not one of them. So ezui netia shel simcha. So what's a netia shel simcha? Zeratea abvarniki shel malachim. That's someone who by malachim they have a minhag that when the king has a son, they would plant a tree in his name. So then in the day that they'd be mamluchim, they'd make a throne out of that tree. So that netiyah is called the netiyah shel simcha. Ube she'el shalom, and we said she'el shalom as well. So Tan Rabban, chaverim ein she'el shalom b'nehen. Tamid chachamim do not engage in she'el shalom on these sad days. Ame aretz shasholin, machzirin lam b'saf rav v'kav rosh. And if Ame aretz greets the Tamil chacham, he should respond, with saf rav and kav rosh in a very in an undertone and with seriousness. And Tamil Chacham sit there with a talus over their head as if they're put in chayrim. Like Hashem is angry at them and have been rejected by Hashem. Until Kadosh Baruch Hu shows rachmim in Hashemayim and he causes it to rain. Amar Reb Lazar, Ein Adam Chashav Rashi Lipol Al Panav. An Adam Chashav is not allowed to fall on his face when he davens b'tzibur for a tzara that befalls the tzibur. Eli Im Kain Nenek Yeshua Ben Nun. Unless he knows that he's chashav enough that his tefillos are going to be answered, like the tefillos of Yeshua ben Nun, that after the Jewish people fell in the war of Ai, they lost the war of Ai, so he was nafal al panav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Shnei Mavriyam Hashem al Yeshua, Kumlach, Lama Zahata nafal al panecha, get up, why are you falling on your face? And the reason is not to be mevaz himself, that if he doesn't, if his tefillah is not answered, everyone's going to make fun of him, that he didn't know what he was doing when he was davening. V'amar blazer, Einod m'chashav rashi lach kor sak, an adam chashav shouldn't be wearing sackcloth in his tefillah for the problems of the tzibur. Elim kenena ki Yehoram ben Achav, unless he's going to be answered like Yehoram ben Achav, who even though he was a Rasha, he was answered for the famine that was in that happened in his time. And on that day, his tefillah was accepted, and Elisha was misnave that in a little bit more time, there's going to be enough tavua, the prices are going to drop, and there's going to be enough food for everybody. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rabbi Lazar at the bottom of the page. Good day and a good Shabbos, everybody.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you very much.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Thank you very much. Good Shabbos.